The state is suggesting another tactic in financing the Kinnick Arm crossing. Plans for a bridge linking Anchorage and the Matanuska-Susitna borough hit a snag earlier this year when the state legislature reacted negatively to an audit indicating that toll projections for the first years after the bridge's completion are too optimistic. State lawmakers had also failed to approve the creation of a state reserve to cover shortfalls in toll revenues that project supporters say will pay for bridge construction. Now, Angela Rodell, the state commissioner of revenue, says public financing would be the cheapest way to pay for the bridge instead of a public-private partnership.
Under the private-public partnership model, we would have to pay higher costs associated with the financing than we would under a straight public finance model. And since the state was having to make up any shortfall in toll revenues under either scenario, we felt the more prudent course of action was to pursue a public financing model.
There is $55 million in the governor's version of the next budget for the bridge, although the State Department of Revenue has been asked to further evaluate the project's financing system. The department has a contract with First Southwest Company, which has outlined a plan to raise $262 million in bridge construction costs through the sale of bonds. The so-called Public-Private Partnership, or P3 plan, has been the financing model that the Kinnick Arm Bridge and Toll Authority, or KABATA, has been pursuing since the agency was charged with moving the bridge from the drawing board to reality. Rodell, who sits on the KABATA Board of Directors, says she wants to move debate over the Kinnick Arm crossing away from the argument of toll revenues and whether or not there will be enough to finance the bridge. She says that under a private financing plan, the state's excellent credit rating would be key.
It's just a difference in credit rating. The state would be able to issue bonds with a AA+ credit rating. The private consortium would have to issue them with a BBB.
Lower interest rates would mean savings, and the cost of the bridge could be paid back within 20 years, Rodell says, as opposed to 35 years under the P3 plan. And Rodell says if toll revenues from the bridge are higher than projected, the extra income could be put into the state's general fund.